Hey guys, welcome back to the show. And thank you for listening to the Healthy Style Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, and I'm so excited to be back with you this week. Today's guest is Zach Zagata, my friend, who's a former Marine and personal trainer. He specialized in weight loss for over 10 years, and he is the founder and owner of Bodyball. So why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you founded your company.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Zach. I have been in the fitness industry for about 12 years now. It all started when I needed to get in shape for the Marines when I was 18. So that kind of led me down the fitness rabbit hole. Once I got out of the Marines, you know, I went to college, I was studying basic business. And after the first semester, I knew it's something I didn't want to do. So I switched majors and I started studying fitness. I had no idea or I had no really goal to be a fitness trainer. I just started studying fitness and nutrition for my own knowledge. So once I knew that I can make a career out of fitness, I mean, that's what I did. I started training some of my sister's friends, started training my sister, some of my friends for free. And that just carried into it and made me realize that I can actually have a good career getting people in shape. So fast forward a little bit, I was trainer here in New Jersey before I moved to Hawaii. As a personal trainer, one day I was training clients up north, and every time I would go there, it would be about 15 minutes of me unloading fitness equipment out of my car, bringing it into their house, back and forth. It's the same thing at the end of the session. So as time went on, I realized that I'm wasting too much time, and wasted time is wasted money. So a long time ago, when I was back in the military, I came up with a simple idea of that would replace dumbbells and kettlebells for a full body workout on one device. So I brought that back into creation and I created a prototype. And just to test the waters, I handed it out to some of my friends that are really into fitness. At mm-hmm. first, they didn't really get it, but once they started playing around with it, they were able to see the value in there. And so once I knew that I had something, I just pursued it even further and I brought it to the next stages of product development. And back in October of last year, I launched the business, making sales now. And the biggest thing is just trying to build the brand up and help people out to ultimately reaching their fitness goals, because it's something that we all want, but a lot of times people just aren't educated properly. So they don't know where to begin.
I agree. And I've played around with the Bodyball this week and I love it. Initially, when I lifted it, I was like, oh, this is heavy for me, because I'm personally not used to, like, I don't lift heavy weights. I know it's very important to, I focus more on like Pilates and yoga. So I do some sort of like strength training, but I played around with it like intuitively and it was amazing. Like it feels like a kettlebell. It feels like a dumbbell. Like there was many different things I can do with it. So I really, really enjoyed it. So right now there are two different weights, right? You have a 20 pound and a 35, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the 20 pound is good for fitness beginners or females mostly. Okay. The 35 pound is for males. And sometimes I'll get guys say to me, oh, 35 pounds, you know, isn't heavy enough for me. And I tell them, I'm like, careful what you say, because it gets really heavy really quickly.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And so do you provide training tutorials and like how to use it?
So everything is in the works right now, but on the website, I do have a bunch of different video demonstrations of certain exercises. And on my Instagram, I do post workouts. If you do have a Bodyball, I post that every, I think, Monday and Thursday.
Awesome.
So once someone has the Bodyball, they follow the account, be prepared for Monday or Thursday. I have it always broken up into a beginner exercise to an advanced exercise.
Awesome. And I do love it. I have it right under my bed because I have my yoga mat right there. So I can just pull it out and use it. It's really handy. So I want to sort of go back a little bit and I want to ask you, like, how does being in the Marines or just having that training impact you as a fitness instructor? And how, like, how are you different from like other fitness instructors that don't have that training, like mindset wise and just having those skills?
Well, the biggest thing that I try and explain to clients, and sometimes they understand, sometimes they don't, but it really all does come down to your mindset. I mean, someone once said, whether if you think you can or you can't, you're right. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest lessons I've learned throughout the Marines was during about a 26 mile hike. And, you know, we're hiking with maybe over 100 pounds on our back, nonstop. We'd hike for about 55 minutes, break for 10. Now at any 55 and break for five. At any time, there's a truck falling behind us, so you can quit at any time. But if you quit, you would have to do a working party that weekend. Now, around mile 18, that's when my body started to break down. And I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to get through this? But somehow, when I would see other people beside me willingly quit, somehow that gave me more energy. And as I would watch them quit on themselves, I would just say to myself, and I would say it out loud, people would look at me, but I'd be like, Zach, I can do this. I can do this. Just keep going. One more step, one more step. And during that hike, it made me realize that the biggest lesson and the most important conversation that you're going to have is with yourself. A lot of times throughout daily life, people complain about the negative, or they complain about what's bad about them, all these things they want to change. But if you give yourself that positive self-talk, and if you do it over and over, you will rewire your brain to make yourself succeed in any aspect of your life. People think that I'm going to wake up one day and I'm going to have the perfect mindset. That's not how it works. You know, my journey started in the Marines, and that was over 10 years ago. And I'm still educating myself. I'm still listening to daily affirmations. I'm still writing down my goals in a notebook. The journey never ends. It's just all about being better and better. And I try and tell people, don't worry about 3 months from now. Don't worry about you want to be a completely different person. Try and be 1% better every day. As the days go on, you're looking at drastic change over a longer period of time. I'm all about not really quick change, because every time I would have a client go through some kind of quick change, it never lasts.
I agree.
Try and get them to develop the habits that will ultimately bring them to their goals. But again, it all starts in the mind.
Yes, 100%. So somebody comes to you, let's say for weight loss, is that the first thing that you focus on?
No, the first thing I focus on is I need to find out why they come see me. Now, usually they'll say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds to fit in a dress. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. But as the conversation goes on, I notice it takes about usually 20 minutes for someone to open up and be a little more honest with me. So as the conversation goes on, they tell me their real why. And something they don't want to tell me at first, but I feel like a lot of people have deep down their real why they want to do something, but they're afraid to share it. So I remember one time this lady said, I want to lose, 20 pounds. And as time went on, she explained that she really wanted to lose the weight because her husband didn't look at her the same way when they first got together. And she wanted to feel that attention. She wanted to feel loved. She wanted to feel important. And whenever he would look at her, he would kind of roll her eyes and she would feel discouraged about her body image. So once I find out their why, then I just keep on reinforcing the end goal. I try and give them all these different pieces of advice. I tell them about a vision board. I tell them about to have this body image in their mind and keep it in their mind when mm-hmm. they are working out, because the workouts are tough. Watching what you eat daily is tough. All these changes that we're going to make, it may be tough at first, but people don't realize if you do it for a week or two, it's just, again, creating a new habit. It's going to become your new normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some really big shifts that you've seen in a client or just clients in general? Like, are there any, like, what are some like really great stories that you can share?
The biggest shift that I would see So most of my clients were about 90% female. And a lot of times when people would contact me, I would say no to accepting them a lot more than I say yes, because I was very selective in who I wanted to work with. Because a lot of the transformations that I've done, it's not gonna, you're not gonna transform your body and mind in 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be 6 months, a year, or longer. But the biggest transformations I've seen are when a woman loses those 20 pounds, she carries herself differently. There's a new competence there. She'll wear a short dress and she knows that she looks good, she feels good, but it's kind of like I'm reawakening that female that was inside of her maybe during high school, where she was, you know, confident, had all the friends, full of energy. And then somewhere along life, she kind of got stuck in the daily work grind and kind of lost touch with who she really was. So when the clients do lose that weight, I feel like I'm reintroducing them to their younger selves and everything changes. And once they lose that weight, they then truly believe that change is possible.
Yeah.
But change is never going to happen if you just talk about it and you wish for it.
Right. And read books and do nothing about it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the big thing I learned from. So my whole journey started when I watched The Secret. And that actually was the biggest lesson I've learned, was positive thinking is one thing, but that's only 50% of it. You can read, you can give yourself affirmations every day, but if you're not taking action mm-hmm. in the right way, nothing is going to change. Otherwise, you're just living in a fantasy in your mind. Mm-hmm. You got to put in the action in order to actually achieve that change.
I agree. So what are some of your nutrition, I would say, hacks or tools when somebody is getting started on their journey?
One of my hacks I would say is, you'll have a lot of trainers that will say, you know, eat chicken, eat broccoli, 6 meals a day, do all this. And a client is very overwhelmed and they're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I believe that's too much change too quickly. Mm-hmm. So I'll start small. You know, I may say, all right, for this week, just cut out soda. And then once they can completely cut out soda for 1 or 2 weeks, then I'll give them the next piece of advice. Mm-hmm. All right, try not to have any desserts past like 7 o'clock PM or something like that.
Well, it's like getting small wins. You also like, you feel the result, like you feel a shift and you know, you don't have to completely give up your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people would be shocked if they actually knew what I ate. Like, so
what do you eat?
I love double cheeseburgers, pizza, Dairy Queen, chocolate shakes.
Ah.
I eat all that food. People think, oh, I must eat salad all the time. No, weight loss can be very simple. It really is as simple as calories in versus calories out. Now, the quality of food, that's another topic right there. But as long as I don't consume more than about 3,500 calories a day,
mm-hmm.
I know my body is going to stay the same. It's once I get past that, it's the way that it is.
But for me, I feel very, very different if I eat junk food. So for me, maybe my weight will be the same, but it definitely impacts my mood and how I think and how I feel.
I completely agree. Yeah. And then it kind of goes back to everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Now, when I say cheeseburgers, pizza, Dairy Queen, all that is not in one day. I may eat 80% very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And right before I go to bed, I may have a chocolate shake just mm-hmm. to give myself that little reward for doing good.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I love to have something every single day that just like satisfies a craving that we have, because if we don't give in that craving, we end up binging, which I have, you know, experience with, and it sucks, you know? So it's nice. Like, we have to listen to our body. I mean, most recently, and I share this with you, I didn't eat meat for 17 years and my body started craving like red meat when I was out. And I was like, this is really weird. But I listened because I'm like, what would I tell a client? Like, it's our bodies are so wise and smart. And sometimes we try to override it because we read a book or we think that this diet is going to help us, you know, with like solving our life's problems. Yeah. But it is really simple. Just your body will tell you. So just listening to your gut. And anyway, I went to the doctor and he was like, you're super low in iron. So my body was right. So now there, you know, probably a couple times a month, I will have meat and I do feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
I
tried the no meat for a little bit, about 2 weeks or so when I first moved to Hawaii, and I noticed a fast decline in everything. My alertness, my energy, my performance, everything. And once I did have that first piece of meat again, I felt this surge and this rush through my body. And that's when I knew, I'm like, yeah, I think I definitely need meat.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis. Absolutely. Yeah. Because the whole vegetable and eating like a rabbit thing, it just wasn't working for me. Now that may work for some people, but not for me. And in the end, I tell people, do what works for you, because we're all so different.
Absolutely. And also, you know, different seasons in our lives, like, you know, if you're pregnant or if you are, you know, a different age, like we just need different nutrients in our body. So it's important to figure that out. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the body ball. Tell us how we can use it. What do you recommend if somebody gets it? And I'll put the links in the show notes, how you can get one. So tell us a little bit about it, what they can do with it once they get it in their home. How can somebody create that, you know, daily routine, or how many days do you recommend? All of that.
Okay. So I would say right now, anyone at any fitness level can use the body ball. But it was mostly designed for fitness beginners, people that don't feel comfortable going to the gym. They walk into a gym, they get overwhelmed by the selection of machines. You know, you can have 10 different machines for legs and they have no idea where to begin.
Yeah.
So they don't go at all. So they give up before they even really make an attempt. So for fitness beginners, let's say someone were to have a body ball and they do want to start taking care of themselves. I would recommend to them, put it in a location that you were going to pass by numerous times a day. And I'm not even saying, you know, cut time out of your day to work out for 1 hour. Because again, that right there, if you don't work out already for an hour, that's too much of a change. Even 30 minutes, too much of a change. Start small. I would suggest put it in a location. Every time you pass by it, do one set of as many repetitions as you can of some type of compound movement. All compound movement means is you're not isolating one little muscle group, but you're bringing your body through a full range of motion with multiple joints. So that would be like a squat to overhead press. That way you're working your legs, your core, and your upper body.
I just did that.
Yeah. So I would say every time you walk by, grab the body ball, do a max set. It'll take less than a minute and put it back down.
So what's a set? Like 10?
As many as you can do.
Okay.
As many as you can.
Nice. Yep. And you would recommend just doing that, like, let's say 20, and then put it down, walk away. So for somebody like me, and I know many people are like working from home, right? Or they have kids. And so it's a really great tool because I can, for example, after this call, you know, when I go to get a drink of water or whatever, I can pass by it, do it, move on with my day, and also like get movement in my body because we're sitting down so much.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that one max set will give you a little burst of energy to wake you up more. Yeah. But I would say, you know, do one max set every time you pass throughout the day. All those reps do add up and it does count for something. So that would be one approach I would take for someone that is always busy.
And I'll also say that I know when I have a consistent daily, like, exercise routine, even if I just go on the mat for 1 minute, like as I'm walking, just getting into your body and like pausing life for a second is like magical for the mindset.
Yeah.
And then you get those endorphins and feel really good. So yeah, it doesn't have to be an hour at the gym.
No,
definitely.
And the other approach I would say let's say someone doesn't want to do the numerous sets. They just want to tell themselves, all right, I want to work out the same time every day, but they never done it before. So how am I going to start doing this? I would say every day at maybe 9 a.m., I want you to start with just maybe 3 minutes of exercise. That's it, just 3 minutes. Yes, you probably can do more, but I'm not concerned about that now. Start with 3 minutes, be consistent, 3 to 5 times a week. Once you have that, because again, we're trying to develop the habits that are ultimately going to get you to your goal. Too many times people are focused on the goal, which is good. The goal, it's good to have a target, but who we are as individuals revolves around our habits and our daily routine. So if we can start by incorporating fitness 3 to 5 times a week, starting out at just 2 to 3 minutes a day, that's it. Every single week from there, maybe add 5 or 10 minutes here. So as time goes on, you're ultimately building up to 30-minute, 60-minute workouts, but it's not that drastic change to where it's too much to where you're going to be like, it's not worth it. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. And you're naturally going to start craving it. You're going to start like wanting more. Like I give the same advice for people who've never meditated before. Mm-hmm. I say just as soon as you get out of bed or even in bed, sit up and breathe for 1 minute. Make that a habit for a week or 2 weeks. And then you add on another minute as you have this habit created, and you'll see, you'll end up, you know, people don't think they have the time. And I think, you know, it's like an epidemic, like people spend their lives being busy, 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 but not getting anything done or not getting accomplished, you know, things accomplished, especially for themselves.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I know as a mom and I have a lot of mom clients, it's, you know, they want to give to others first, but it's like, we have to fill ourselves up first, no matter what. And we have to create those systems. Absolutely. And start small. So that is like the best tip.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So what is next for the body ball? I know that you've made 2 different versions, right? So the one that I have is the second version.
Yeah. So the first variation of it was I only got, you know, a small amount created, but then as time went on and I was using it, that's when I decided to create the second version, which is the version you have with the rounded bottom. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have that rounded bottom, it brings your balance training to a whole another level. Did you try anything with balance?
I did. I did a plank, and then I tried to, I'm really not the best with push-ups, but have to practice. But yeah, I did it like a little push up with it. Yeah.
So balance training is extremely important. If you're ever just walking and you want to have complete control of your body, you know, we trip and fall all the time, but if your balance is in check and you develop it, your risk of falling, especially into the older years, it's going to reduce. It's going to reduce a lot. So having that proper balance training is very important. So that's when I decided to just get rid of the first variation because I seen more value in that second variation. And there probably will even be a third variation coming out soon because I'm always working out with the body ball and finding ways that it can be better. And you only learn that through actually working out and actually going through the trial and error and seeing, all right, maybe this can be a little different, you know, constantly improving, which goes back to what we were talking about before, constantly improving ourselves a little bit better every single day.
I love it. So I want to know, what are your daily routines and habits? Like, how do you start your mornings? Do you work out in the mornings? Like, what works for you?
So a lot of things have changed these last 2 weeks. So for everyone that doesn't know, I lived on the Big Island of Hawaii for the last 7 years. So that daily routine was a lot different from what I'm doing now. On the Big Island, you know, I'd wake up, train a couple clients in the morning, come back, maybe go to the beach, and then train clients at night. Now that I moved back to New Jersey, I wake up, go to the gym, come back, shower, eat. Sometimes I may get an hour of guitar in, but then right after that, I am just working all day. And I try and do, you know, 2 to 3 hours at a time. because it may take me 20 or 30 minutes just to get in the right state of mind,
yeah,
the right focus in order for me to do something. And that's why when I'm working, I shut everyone out. My mm-hmm. phone's on silent. I try and limit myself to any type of distractions. You know, TV's off. I lock myself in a room almost with no windows and just, I have something to get done and I'm not going to leave until it's done.
Love it. And what are some of your favorite books that you think, I know you've mentioned The Secret mm-hmm. that has completely transformed your life or your mindset about things, but like, what are some other tools or books or podcasts? Like, what do you listen to? And you say affirmations.
Yeah. So I'm not really a big reader, even mm-hmm. though I did write a book. I maybe read, I don't know, 3 books my entire life.
No way.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I've always been a visual learner.
Okay.
So I learn a lot through YouTube videos or learning a little thing, but then applying it. That's the way I learn best, is video and application. Nice. So it's started with positive affirmation videos many years ago. And I try and look at all of my role models. And sometimes I don't even know their name. You know, if I just, mm-hmm. I see what they do and how they talk and how they present themselves. And so I'll take a little bit, I call it like a toolbox. I'll take a little bit of tools from that person, another from that person. But I think it's just constantly putting in your mind good, positive things that are going to make you better. If you have garbage going in your mind, it's going to be garbage coming out. If you have good quality things going in your mind, you're going to change yourself and you're going to have good quality things coming out of you. But I can, to me, honestly, everyone is my role model. I learned something from everybody. I remember one time in Hawaii, I was talking with a homeless man, and even though he was homeless and didn't have anything, he was probably one of the most happiest people I've ever met. And it was honest happiness. Like I can tell in his voice, the way he looked, he just explained he was over chasing the material stuff to impress people he didn't like. And then he would go into debt, buying more material stuff. And one day he just woke up and realized that this isn't what life's about. Mm-hmm. It's about feeling good. And sometimes we're stuck in that trap. And I was stuck in it for a little bit too, where you may want to accumulate more. There was a time where I was ordering things offline every day, spending so much money because I would get that rush. Like, oh, I can't wait for my new device to come in the mail. And then yeah. once it came in the mail, I'd open it. And then about 5 minutes later, that hole again. I'm like, why mm-hmm. do I feel down again? Oh, I guess I need to spend more. Got to buy more. And then one day.
How do you fill that hole? How did you fill that hole?
I was looking for a way to fill that hole from outside sources. Mm-hmm. It made me realize that the only way to fill that hole is to look inwards. And a lot of people struggle with that because everything we do now, like our phone, it's on the outside, TV on the outside. We have all these external stimuluses going to the mind. But one of the best things I loved about being overseas in the Marines was we didn't have a phone for 7-8 months. And so when you learn how to have that separation from something that we use every day, all day, you learn that you actually can control it. And yeah. once you have that separation and you quiet everything down, kind of like what you were talking with the meditation, like give it a little bit of time, quiet things down. And if you focus on the inside, you will find that inner voice that we all have. And we all hear it differently. Mm-hmm. But you'll realize what's important and what's not. And I was chasing material things that weren't important.
Gotcha. And, you know, I do believe you can have that sense of peace and connection with yourself and still be able to enjoy, you know, things that you want as well. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I am a type of person where I live my life by simplicity. Simplicity mm-hmm. works. So
and I can see that in the body ball. It's yeah. I and I love simplicity as well. I cannot do clutter. I go through my stuff all the time and get rid of things. And because of that, I'm very particular on like things that I buy, because I'm like, is it gonna last? And you know, just like quality and is it another thing that I have? Like, you know, you end up working through stuff a little bit differently. But yeah, simplicity is key. Mm-hmm. It really is for a clear mind. Like you said, if you have a gym with like 20 machines, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You don't do anything, right? And you have this like wonderful tool that you can have in your home, in your room, in every room if you wanted to, yeah. Right? And pass by it, do a couple reps, you know, it'll make you stronger in mm-hmm. your body, in your mind, in your routine, showing your kids that, you know, it's important to have a healthy body. You know, yeah. I think that's really important. Yeah. And just making it a way of life.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think there has been a minor shift in the last few years for fitness, where at first people wanted to lose weight. You know, I want to look good for beach season. But I've also noticed after the COVID pandemic lockdown, people now want to feel better mentally.
Yes.
Being locked yes. in their homes, they started to feel depressed, anxious. They didn't know what to do with themselves because they had all this free time. And a lot of people were just, they never had that before. So like, what do I do?
And also people used to go to work, and they used to, that's how they would deal with their problems, or by not really dealing with them. Right. Yeah, and when you have to sit with it for months and months, it just like everything bubbles up to the surface.
Yeah.
And you know, I agree with you. I think the fitness industry has completely transformed, I think, for the best. You know, I mean, a lot of businesses went out of business because mm-hmm. of it, but I, you know, it gave people this power to take health and their fitness into their own hands, and not saying like, okay, I need a fitness instructor to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, digital workouts became so much more available, which I think, you know, is amazing. So
definitely,
I think
definitely on the rise now. Yes.
Yeah. We can't stay the same after that, those last few years, you know, yeah. Hopefully. I did see a lot of growth in so many. I also think like having conversations about different things is just so much more widely available now. And people are more open to it because they realize, you know, the old way is just not working anymore.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, the right. overworking or overeating or over drinking, it throws us off completely. Mm-hmm. You need to have that balance.
Absolutely. I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and your tips, and tell everybody where they can find you.
So if anyone wants to learn more about the body ball, you can go to bodyballfit.com, or you can check me out on Instagram at body_ball_808.
Beautiful.
Most information is going to be on the website, bodyballfit.com. I have exercise demonstrations. I have functionality, benefits, everything you need in order to fully educate you on the complete device right there. And I believe it will add value to your life, because you will see how easy it can be mm-hmm. to incorporate fitness into your lifestyle.
I agree as well. I agree. All right. Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you for everybody tuning in. All of the links will be in the show notes, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.